I think Robbie is understating when he tells you guys, like, this is important. I think IG and Social Circle are the modern fucking player stack. And I think that by not doing it, it's like you're have both hands tied behind your fucking back, because this is the whole world these girls live in.
Welcome to the Leverage Podcast, where we give you men's dating advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a former finance guy, online poker pro, and highly ranked collegiate golfer before I became obsessed with understanding attraction and passionate about teaching men how to improve their love lives. Tune in each week where we'll give you the latest and greatest strategies to get more dates, make yourself more attractive and confident with the opposite sex in order to meet your perfect 10, and design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're a regular listener and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you watch or listen to this. But if you don't think it's worthy of 5 stars, just go ahead, don't leave any review at all. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my dating protocol. It'll help you optimize your first dates and subsequent dates. I like to connect with my listeners personally, so if you want to pick up a copy of that PDF, please direct message me on Instagram at Robbie_Kramer. Before we dive into this week's content, I want to let you guys know we've opened up a few slots in our exclusive community called Leverage. We are accepting applications if you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability to step up your game, cross off everything on your sexual bucket list, and become a beast at accomplishing your goals. To learn more and apply, go to innerconfidence.com/leverage. Now let's dive into this week's content. I want to have Amir talk about a few things. One is Social Circle, but more importantly, using Instagram as a way to leverage your social circle. I feel like that's something that you guys are really not quite putting enough emphasis on, that Amir pointed out yesterday. I think a lot of the content in the group is around like developing a good Instagram, but we think that's just the static posts on the page, which are important, but the consistent stories and just using that as a way to stay top of mind, and just the status that derives is more important, arguably. And then Amir wants to talk a lot about his strategy of running parties, some of the nitty-gritty. So I think this is going to be an awesome, like, he's in the midst of it now. Whereas, you know, when I did the social funnel mastery stuff a couple months ago, I was recalling events that I was doing, you know, a year or two prior. So it wasn't as fresh in my mind, so.
Yeah, I want to start with, like, I think misconceptions, and I see this a lot, is the focus on the feed, right? Fuck. It's like, this is all chicks, right? Like, focus on, like, this. I don't even think you fucking need this. Like, you should. You should have good pictures. Yes, yes, yes. I barely fucking touch my feed. And IG drives my whole life now, right? I would much rather have a girl's IG and have her following me than I would have her phone number. I don't give a shit about her phone number. And the truth is like these girls, for the most part, these young hot girls, they live on IG, right? And so this obsession we're having, right? My fucking tagline is computerologist.
I love it.
And like I put, like I occasionally put a picture up here, but like I don't put any effort into it really.
Texas made the cut.
Yeah, Texas made the cut. You didn't, by the way. I had to make a choice. I actually want to start like a little bit philosophical. I think that your life is the story you tell yourself, right? I think that like you live the life that you live the story you tell yourself in your head. And I think a lot of inner game, I think a lot of confidence is learning to tell yourself the sort of story that you want to be true, right? And I think that the way I approach Instagram is I use the story as a way of telling myself the story about the person that I want to be, right? And so my posts are designed mostly to tell me about who I want to be, right? And it has changed everything about my life because I'm constantly telling myself that story. And every hot girl that I've met, right? And the guy I want to be is a pretty dope dude, right? Like, and the longer I do that, the closer I get to achieving that, right? And it's funny because like my guy friends reply to my posts and I'm like, why are you even watching? It's not for you. Like it's like, but the funny thing about it is that like it actually builds that same thing with the guys, right? And actually, like, the guys end up being the more valuable piece over time. So I think what's really important about when social media first became, like, really a big deal, the way everybody approached it was, like, I can use this to, like, pretend to live this amazing fantasy life, and everybody will admire me, right? Well, the way markets work is, like, once everybody can do it, it's not worth anything, right? So now what people, especially young women, Gen Z, that sort of thing, value in this sort of stuff is authenticity, right? That's when there's all these new social networking apps coming out that are, like, designed. You can only take pictures in real time, right? Like, there's several of these. They value authenticity because everybody's been living a fake life for as long as they can see. And one of the things I shine at is authenticity, right? Like, I'm just posting the shit I'm doing. I'm making fun of myself almost all the time, right? And so that's the way I approach I show self-awareness by posting stuff. This is literally me laying down on a bench with the caption, proof that I sometimes sit still, right? I'm showing self-awareness. I'm, like, making fun of myself. I'm showing self-awareness. But I'm, like, but it, like, demonstrates, like, a degree of confidence, right? Like, do that. This is not fucking that interesting. And, like, people, dude, just say, like, people look at me and they're like, well, Amir, you have money. Amir, you have, like, all these sorts of things. Yeah, well, it's true. Didn't take anything to take this fucking picture. It just took, like, understanding who I am and, like, what I want to put out there in the world, right? Look at this. No, I'm not watching Blade Runner 2049 and crying. You are. Shut up. like, it's like fucking, you know, girls are watching this shit. Like, this has got, like, three hot girls liking it, right? Like, this is starting to feel a lot like South By, right? With the, I meant to be, like, the Christmas song, right? Like, that demonstrates, like, social awareness. Two hot girls like that so far, right? Like, it's, I'm sort of tongue, none of this is, like, rich guy stuff. None of this, right? Like, this is normal person shit. But I'm demonstrating social awareness, right? Like, I'm telling them, like, yeah, like, I live downtown, and, like, you know how South By is taken over by, you know, this sort of shit downtown every year? Like, well, I live in the middle of it, right? Like, I understand how this goes. I'm demonstrating all sorts of social awareness with these sorts of things. But I'm also showing them my personality, like, my real personality, which is, like, you know, or, like, the best version of my personality, right? And I'm taking a lot of risks with who I am, and I'm posting continuously, obnoxiously, all the time. And, like, most of them are, like, nothing burgers. They don't fucking matter, right? Occasionally one is, like, pretty bad, right? And then every now and then, like, I have, like, a gem that, like, goes pseudo-viral, like, with the girls in my group, right? And, like, I think I go through my archive and just show you guys.
Do you want to real quick show mine from yesterday? Just a few more examples of dumb shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Post every day.
Yeah, right? Like, it's, like, a little bit witty, right?
Like, yeah, and it's Austin, Texas, also Texas, right?
You're showing, like, that you're, like, a fun guy, right? Right. Like, yeah.
You know, I saw that, and I'm like, okay, how can I make fun of that? Like, oh, you know.
Cool. How can I make, dude, that question of, like, how can I say something funny here is, like, the thing that I'm always thinking.
Right.
Right? And half the time it's making fun of me. You
right.
know? Yeah. Like, yeah. Like
this, I'm like, all right, how can I make this look stupid? Right? This one, like, all right, how can I put a martini next to the dog?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So good.
That
yeah.
was Amisha's brainchild. But, you know, I got, you know, probably 20 messages from that, right?
From which one? All of them?
From all of them, just yeah. from yesterday. Like, this is all seen, like, this is just from yesterday's post, right? So, like, 15 to 20 story responses.
By the way, I don't have a lot of followers. Like, I don't need a lot, right? Like, I have, like, the ones that matter for me, right? Like, I'm not trying to become an influencer. I'm just trying to, like, build my social circle.
And only recently, you were on private.
Yeah, I just came on private a little while ago. Look at this. This is, like, me doing my Duolingo, right? Like, this is me making fun of my peg leg, right? Next accessory. Right, like, it's just, yeah, like this is, like, definitely a humble brag, right, but, like, funny, right? So, I don't know, like, if you look at those things, it's, like, me, like, semi-crippled in the gym, right? Like, it's, this is, like, none of this shit is, like, you know, but then every now and then there's, like, this, right, which is, like, all the hot girls in my group are, like, wow, he's hanging out with, like, really hot girls, right? Okay, so, more notes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about just, like, developing the skill of doing that?
So I would say that, let's see if I can go all the way back. Like, I've definitely...
Because I think you're much better at it than me. Yeah, I think I'm pretty good. But he's got me beat because he's more witty. And, you know, he finds, like, just the lying down one. He does such a good job of making fun of himself, to which other people who know him will be like, that's hilarious. Like, me actually sitting still, because we know he's got, like, a, you know, rocket ship up his ass 24/7. So, you know, it's not like you're going to be able to do this overnight, right? But, like, within a week, you're going to be so much better than when you started, you know? And you don't need, you know, 5 posts a day. You might just need one.
My advice is to actually post. I think they should be doing 5 or 10 posts a day, because I think they need to develop the muscle.
No, for sure. The more, the better, I think. And even if you just, I'm saying, like, one or two is so much better than nothing.
Yeah. So, like, it used to be, my style's actually gotten funnier. Like this is, like, not, this is from almost a year ago, right? It's, like, not as good. Like, it's just not as good. Like, mm-hmm. as my newer stuff, because I've gotten more comfortable, like, you know, like, I used to be, like, more, like, this is the thing that you're currently looking at, right? And now it's much less, like, about the thing that you're currently looking at, and it's much more about just, like, a hilarious observation. Yeah, so this is, like, it used to be, like, more, like, update-y about my life. Right?
Right.
This is, like, over a year ago.
Like, I would find a way to probably make fun of, like...
Yeah, everything
about... The outfit or the bed or something, you know?
Totally, right? Yeah. Like, this, no, not even a caption, right? Like, mm-hmm. so, yeah. Like, definitely has come a long way. But I got there by just iterating. And then, like, realizing that, like, the stuff that people liked was just, like, goofier.
Right.
And then it was just like, all right, well, how do I make everything funny? Yeah. So...
What's, do you just add the captions to the photos? Is there anything else you do, like tags or anything?
I tag, yeah. So, you like, and once you start using it properly, like, so first of all, you like to use any of these things properly, you have to use it, right? You have to use it all the time because there's so much nuance. There's so much little nuance, and a lot of you are going to be like, oh my goodness, I have to like memorize all the nuance. No, just fucking start doing it, and then over time, the nuance will occur as you like have interactions, right? Like. You don't, and like the way to do it is to start doing it and then keep doing it, and you will naturally figure out what's working, what's not working. Especially if you're going to parties, right? Because you'll start to understand what other people are doing. There's a lot of etiquette that you'll figure out, right? But it's not like if you don't do the etiquette right, people are like, oh my God, like they don't fucking notice, right? But if you do it right, your shit starts to go more viral, right? So just fucking do it. Like you guys should all be posting stories continuously. Your profile can be fucking blank. It can be blank, right? And it can be stupid shit. It should be stupid shit, frankly. Etiquette, like, yeah. So, like, there's, like, I'll show you guys, like, from a party. Yeah, so, like, this, I tagged both the girls, right? They all reposted to their story. Yeah, this is me reposting Taylor's story that she tagged me in. This is me after I broke my foot post, like, tagging all the people that I went with, right? And they all... By the way, they all reposted this with like their own captions, right? Here's one with the other night. Like with this, I tagged both those in and both of them reposted it, right?
Like, and from this, a dude I know who lives in Vegas, he was like, how do you know Taylor? Right? Who is an awesome dude I hadn't like connected with in probably 5 years. And he's like, come to Vegas, stay in my fucking mansion. I'm gonna look you up, like, you know, just because he saw Taylor, he knew her from some, you know, modeling gig they did a couple years back, and you never know what comes of it.
Oh yeah, also reposting memes. Like, I don't do it a lot, but I do it occasionally when one really makes me laugh, especially when one, I like to repost the memes that show, that tell girls that, like, I have awareness of, like, how their world works, you know, because, like, girls, if you, like, can cut through all of their shit and be like, oh yeah, totally, I bet you were a real estate agent before, huh? And, like, they're like... Like, who the fuck are you? You're not supposed to know that shit, right? But yeah, to show you guys some of the, like, opportunity side of this. Let's see. I wanted to show you, oh, Empowered by Ginger, right? So look at this, like, boom. Invited her to a party. She invited me to party back, right? She's super fucking hot. You know, Let's see.
Amir, are you responding or commenting to other people's stories or posts a lot, or are you more focusing on your own?
I am very much focused on my own. Yeah. I'm very calculated in how much love I give other people. If anybody replies to me, I will always at least heart their shit back, right? If Robbie, that was recently, actually. I recently started doing that. That was a big unlock. Was people said, anybody that interacts with my stuff, I always at least heart it back, right? But actually,
so acknowledge that you saw it, basically, yep. And not look like a jerk.
Look at this girl. This girl has not talked to me since January. Wait, no, I reacted to her shit in January. That was a bad move, actually. So she skipped out on a party in early January. She reacted to my shit. I reacted to that, got no love. Yesterday, she reacted to something I said. I knew that was an opening, that she was saying, I'm interested in you. And I said, make fun of her. Party invite. RSVP reminder. This is hilarious. Fucking emoji. I'll RSVP if I can make it. Yeehaw, chic. I can make it part. She has kids, right? So this is like legit for her, right? But like this just shows you, right? Like some of the stuff. I wish I had more active examples, but like I'm getting invited to shit all the time now, like because of this, right? So like this guy, I'll show you guys having met him. There's a party. Like, and this is all like, it's all social circle, right? And then in fact, actually, like the combination of Instagram and social circle for me are like intimately linked. Like, and I don't do any approach really. Like I think Robbie is understating when he tells you guys like this is important. I think IG and social circle are the modern fucking player stack. And I think that by not doing it, it's like you're have both hands tied behind your fucking back, because this is the whole world these girls live in. The whole fucking world, right? Like this, like look at this. This, I just sent out reminders to this thing. We now have almost 80 RSVPs, and we're gonna get a bunch more between now and then. Like,
and which most is of these are too chips. Many, which, by the
shut
way.
The fuck up. We're just going for it. We're just going for it. Yeah. So, and by the way, dear God, thank you for opening my eyes to this, dude. Like, so good. So good.
I mean, thank you for running with it so hard, you know? Like, when you joined, you were basically just using Seeking.
It was just Seeking.
Right?
Yeah.
And you had, you know, all the... I think a lot of your approach anxiety wasn't just coming from the anxiety. It was like, if I do that thing... it's going to be like so pathetic compared to this other thing. So, and you have the resources, right?
It was almost an addiction.
Well, you have the resources, and you also, you're not dealing with like nice guy syndrome. Whereas like, if you guys aren't generating attraction, you're not able to build like a rotation of girls. If you try to do this stuff, you run the risk of just getting massively friend zoned and having all of your buddies, you know, bang all the girls that come to your parties and just letting them pass you over.
But
you had already done that.
But the Instagram piece is no risk. The social circle has, I think, some of that.
Exactly.
But the Instagram, the Instagram is only benefit, no risk. If you're not doing it, you're just fucking dumb. Right. That's my pitch.
Yes. Well, actually, let me show Yanine first, and then I want you to talk about Fernando. So you know Yanine, right?
Oh,
how well does he do with women?
He does good.
This is his Instagram, right? It's just like, by all standards, not very good. He's got Mickey Mouse as his main page, right? Like, not that great of a photo. Whatever. Whatever, right? But this guy destroys because he posts stories a lot.
Every day he has like 10 stories, and it's all parties, hot girls. And you just like, and he attracts not only other hot girls, he attracts other men who see how successful he is with hot girls. He destroyed with stories.
Now you wanted to speak about Fernando?
Yeah, Fernando never posts any single story, and he was posting only posts. And
I wish we could see his old...
And he's... Oh, yeah, and we literally went through his Instagram, and we deleted around, like, thousands pictures.
He has 831 posts.
It was around 2000s.
Wow, that's too much.
And they were all, like, just... selfies of he's been to, you know, 115 countries and counting. So it was basically just like him in front of some, you know, cool spot, but bad quality, not that interesting. you know, old photos, him with ex-wife, ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, like 15,000 pictures with ex-wife.
So, you know, when he came and did like a mini immersion in Kiev a few years back, you know, we had the opposite problem of filtering out his content. And now
changing his style also, because it was also a little old-fashioned. Now he has really good style.
And now he's doing the funny stuff that Amir was just talking about. So the plan was to get back on with Spring, right?
Go next. Like, it's super cool. And what he said afterwards, that like he was feeling this his Instagram is so useless. Even though he's traveling, he's posting, and in my opinion, he's a really good-looking guy. He, like, I never have any responses. Like, where do you want to get responses? People comment your post or what? And when he started to post the stories, whatever he does, he posts drinks, like, almost like a mirror. And he said, I'm immediately getting response from all the girls. And it's, like, a huge life-changing thing by just starting posting stories. You're doing drinks, like Alex likes to do boomerangs of drinks, right? It's also a cool habit to have. Like every time you out, every time you eat something, every time you saw something funny, some sign, something else, you broke your foot, you're just posting about this, you know? It's just like getting into a habit just to see stuff and like just make a picture and post it or make a video and post it. It maybe sounds a little bit hard right now, but when you will get into the habit, you're just going, ah! You just like post it, huh, here. And it's you won't even think about this, it will just happen because it's just a habit. You just see stuff, you post it.
Also like using these what do you call these?
Highlights.
I don't do that. I should do that.
Yeah, that's an area you can lean into. Yeah. Right? I don't have any highlights now, but like I used to, and it was just all party mania nonsense. Yeah, so.
I'll push him to the left.
There were just too many. I'm gonna go back through and put some up.
So I have a question related to this, which is like a sort of an inner game thing, which is like you talked about getting into the habit of posting the stories or you know constantly posting the stuff. And memes for me that would be easy, but like it's an inner game thing. But I feel self-conscious or like vain constantly posting.
Yep.
Photos of myself or photos of what I'm doing. I feel vain and self-conscious when I do it, and I know it's stupid because I see other people do it and
it's not stupid.
It's fine. So I just feel self-conscious about it, so I don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, like everybody does, right? Like that's why most guys don't do it. I actually made a choice several years back to stop listening to that voice, but like the truth is, the more you show yourself and the more you show your personality to the women that were even remotely interested in you, the more interested they become, especially with consistency.
I agree. I like when guys post stuff because it's their page, and when I go to their page, I want to see them. Right? Why would you have an Instagram page where there is no you, or like one picture of you and something, some other stuff?
If you're not doing this, you don't know which girls really like you. If you're doing this, it's so obvious.
Look at this. Like, I sent her a part. I hung out with her the other night. She was at a party, and she's one of my friends. She's Taylor's good friend, so I sent her a nice message. This is like a nice message, but it wasn't simpy because it wasn't a dating context. Good energy. I sent her a party invite. And I also posted about a show I'm going to. My show posts are just fucking chick bait, right? It's just like, who wants to go to me to this fucking concert? Because they all know I take girls to concerts now. And they all indicate. And I'm like, at first I was like, maybe I'll hit you up closer to the event. And I was like, wait, no, that's backwards. You hit me up. You do the homework, not me. She was like, hell yeah. Then she starts proving how good she is going to be at hitting me up. Like, she's showing me, like, she's like, I'll do it out of time, or like, whatever. And then she's like, I get more party invite stuff. And then she asks me out, right? Like, and then I make fun of her, like, for being a night nurse or whatever. And then, she already RSVP'd. I know she's RSVP'd. I still reminded her to RSVP because it's just like a copy paste. She's like copy pasting to everybody. But it's also a reminder, hey, you're having this party. You should invite your friends, right? Like, and then like little meme, right? Like, so that's good. This girl is, I sent her the party invite. She met me at Taylor's party, birthday party, sent her a party invite. And then like decides to like engage in dialogue, and then I send her a reminder, and like there's more sort of banter back and forth. So this stuff is like really, really powerful. I think this girl's probably like a little into me. Yeah.
Also, what Robbie said, maybe you can just say, talk about that 1 minute, like how to see which girls like you, because I think with stories it gets super obvious. So maybe you can quickly talk about like the latter. So there's like hiding the story, right? And there's reactions, and
I try to, once a week or so when I was single, even more, post a feed, you know, like an actual post. And I would see pretty consistently like who liked all of my, you know, my weekly main sort of feed posts. And so that gave me some information. And then who was watching my stories, that's a huge one. Like if someone's consistently watching your stories, and not just the first one, but like all of them.
Yep.
That's huge. And then if they're consistently commenting on the stories or commenting under the posts, that's like, it doesn't really get much more
so
obvious.
You're quantifying user engagement.
Yes.
Yeah, don't say it like that. So this girl already, like, I remind her, she already RSVP'd, I knew it. She's like, I already RSVP'd, and I'm like, you rock. But I'm just, yeah. So like looking at whoever,
exactly, the harding. So like, that's harding the stories.
Yeah, the harding is like,
that's already very telling. If there's some stories, there's nothing to react to, but if girls still harded, they still like, oh, I like you. And then if they see a story where they can react to, and then they react with a fire or hand clap emoji. Like, I have one girl from Serbia, every single fucking story, she
yep.
says this like hand clap or fire
right.
reaction even on the story. I'm just like, oh. Go through, it's just like 20 in a row. I don't even know what to tell her.
Dude, but also, like, you can look at what they react to. So, like, girls that react to pictures of me versus pictures of other stuff, right? So the ones who react always, like, a heart to anything, a picture of me, that's, like, a huge sign.
Yeah. You know?
It is, because first, girls don't want to do the first step, right? Because we used to get guys' approaches, write us, invite us out. But obviously, when you like a guy, it's not like you will wait, like, 5 years till he will invite you. Doesn't mean put a heart or react to the story. It doesn't mean that we're doing the first step. We let you see and make a step. But it means that the girl really into you because she wants to like, make a step. She literally tells.
It's like a girl making flirty eye contact at the bar.
Yeah.
She's not gonna come approach you.
Yeah,
but,
it's like, but
she's
okay,
gonna.
I'm looking at you. Come. You
right.
Come over.
Which one of you chubbies got a fucking milkshake?
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.